Democrats in the Arkansas legislature responded to the governor's State of the State address Tuesday by detailing their priorities for the session getting underway this week. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
Two freshman representatives, Megan Godfrey of Springdale and Jay Richardson of Fort Smith, read a prepared statement. Godfrey said they're most concerned about Governor Asa Hutchinson's push for a third phase of income tax reform, which would flatten the rate for all taxpayers at 5.9% within 4 years.
We worry that the proposed tax breaks for high-income earners will reduce our revenues even further, and we know that will come at the expense of our roads. We agree with the governor that Arkansans need tax relief, and that's why we know we can work with our Republican colleagues on a tax package that centers around middle class and working families.
That, she said, would be through an earned income tax credit. They also said more money for highways and expanding pre-K education would be more beneficial for the state. After Tuesday's press conference, House Minority Leader Charles Blake said it's too soon to say if Democrats will oppose the governor's tax plan. He acknowledged the party is in a tough position.
We're the minority party, and we understand it. So we don't have too many red lines. We're willing to work with the Republican colleagues who have a supermajority in both houses, but we're going to get our priorities, and we're going to let Arkansans know about our priorities. So once we get to that line, we're going to decide if this is something we stand on or this is something that we can be, let me find the right word, amenable about.
Representative Blake said he hopes the governor's tax plan and what Democrats would like to see will be considered side by side. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.